morning, Miss Evans. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Miss Savage. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. And who am I speaking with?
This is Will. We spoke yesterday about your property.
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
No, I know you were pretty busy yesterday. Is this a good time to talk?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. So, first of all, thank you for taking the time to speak with me yesterday. we were definitely getting to know more about you and what your expectations were, and kind of wanted to go a little bit further into, you know, what your next moves were going to be and, you know, what you and your husband were thinking about doing here in the near future.
Okay. I think we spoke about that yesterday regarding selling the house.
Yeah, ma'am. I mean, you told me about, like, all the work you've done to it. I was definitely trying to, you know, find out exactly, you know, what you and your husband's plans were, you know, really getting to understand what you guys wanted to do and kind of time frame that worked for you guys.
Okay, the time frame would be sometime next spring, to be honest. Because, of course, getting this and finding a place, not mm-hmm. a, you know, condo or something to buy, maybe something to rent for the time being. I stated that it's sort of impossible to sell it the old-fashioned way due to, you know, the accumulation of a lot of stuff in here. My sister's here, you know, I am sick in bed, you know, and when you have the house ready to accommodate clients to look at the house, it's going to be hard, because
yeah.
each time this is happening, I have to leave the house, and I told you I'm sick.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's not even an option for me. You know, I've been in the house like near 30 years. There's a lot of accumulation. Not that, you know, the house is bad. It's always clean and nice. But, you know, things to throw up. I'm not going to be able to do all that work.
Yes, ma'am. Totally understand that.
Get ready.
I know you said you told me that you and your husband had spoken about this before, but have you guys ever thought about, like, maybe where you would want to go? Like, would you still want to stay in the state of Virginia? Would you want to move away? Have you guys discussed that?
No. We would like to stay in the vicinity because we've been on this side of town for many years. We know all the ins and outs, the stores and the medication and all of that. So I'm not looking to go anywhere way out. And I'm not sure. I have a few ideas of what, you know, for the time being, maybe going to a senior home. I don't know yet. This is all things that we have to work out. So that's the plan so far. We don't have a concrete plan.
Exactly. Totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with that, I know you were talking about, like, more of a traditional standpoint. Tell me more about, you know, about that, how you feel about traditional selling processes.
All for that. Just that I'm unable to do so. If it can be done with me laying in the bed, I'm good. But it's not feasible to do when someone's looking at your house to buy.
Okay. I was thinking about even, like, with, because we have different exit strategies that we look at based on, you know, your home's condition, the ability to move in, literally be more advantageous for you as well as us. And I know that can definitely, you know, kind of be a factor. But, I mean, if you did decide to sell to us, I mean, would you need 30 days, 45 days, further out? What does that look
further
like?
Out.
Okay.
Further out.
Okay. more like a 60 to 90 day kind of period?
Yeah. Okay.
And that makes sense, especially with everything you've got going on. So you've been there, 30 years. So after the accumulation of things and figuring out what you want to do with it and downsizing and things like that, it can be a process. So I definitely understand that.
Okay.
It sounds like you're really serious about getting this done. The money piece is usually the easiest. You want to sell. We've done this a while and come across things that have, really prevented deals from going through. Do you mind if we talk about them?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone you'd like to run this by before I'm moving forward?
My husband or something like that, you're talking?
Okay. How does your sister feel about the move and everything?
My sister, she's aware that I want to sell a long time ago because she and her son live here, and they're planning on buying a house at some point. When he told me that, he was going to get the house, and I don't know what happened, but they know that, I want to sell.
Okay. All right. If we were to buy the property, will we need to pay off any taxes, liens, or mortgage?
No liens, no taxes, mortgage. And I think members are varied, it's 142. So, thousand.
Okay.
So, I just want to get a fair price as is.
Okay.
For both of us, because this is, an investment to you guys.
Yes, ma'am.
So it has to be, I understand, what when you're doing that investment. Yes, sir.
Okay. So if you ever did decide to sell, why would you?
Why would I?
Yeah, why would you sell with us?
Fair price.
Okay. Now, I know you've mentioned, getting a fair price and things like that. Based on what you've seen, like I said, I know we talked about different parts of the house that we probably have to bring up to a certain standard and things like that. Although it was done, it probably wasn't done to the best. What would you consider to be a fair offer at this point?
I said, in totality, I would not want to go below 335, 340.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you said 335 or 340?
Yeah, in that range.
Okay. And how did you come up with that number? Just curious. How did you come up with that number?
Okay, I'm looking at, of course, what I put in the house. With the housing, what I have to do by moving on to something else, and what's that going to entail? It's just it's a livable situation, a comfortable situation for me and my husband, because we don't want to sell it and get just off the top of my head, 50,000. Then it's best to stay here. 50,000 or 100,000 is nothing to blow through. We don't know when we're going to go.
Yeah.
So I don't want to sell it and then out of my house and have nothing in 2-3 years, because it's not a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Social Security, so I have to look out. My other thing, if I can't get what I have, then I won't sell it. I let my daughter deal with that headache when I'm gone. But of course, you know, I'm trying to do a trust, and I'm trying to cover all space.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, but it's very, sir, I am very sick. So it's very hard for me to, like, run here and get that situated, which that should have been done a long time ago, like with the trust and stuff, to get it registered at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So sometimes I'm very frustrated because I can't do the things that I want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay, let me just live. It's $1,100 and $1,200 a month. With my sister go, this is all in my thought process. I'll just rent out all the rooms. And then, you know, me and my husband live here. It's a very nice house. My rooms are solid and large. My bedroom is super big. And after, you know, near 30 years, I'm so comfy here because everything is accessible to me, including my hospital, because I don't do much anymore. So if it's going to be like that, then, you know, I just can't walk her through by selling the house. Let it go through probate, and she's young, she can handle all of that. I can't handle all of that now.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. So, you know, it's not, I'm not pressed per se, but I would not want her, like, a probate take years.
Yeah, it definitely does. I've dealt with that a few times with people who kind of wanted to hang around with it, and yeah, that probate is, it can definitely drag out things for a long time. I mean, I've seen it where, you know, it may only be 6 months, and I've seen it where it's taken years.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long, grueling process. And for me personally, I don't know what takes it so long, but I mean, and it's really hard when you have a lot of relatives down the line. I've had situations where, you know, you have 6 or 7 kids down the line, and, you know, mom and dad are gone, and, you know, one of the kids passes away, so then they had 2 or 3 kids, so then you've got to go that route as well. So each three, and if people owe money, back taxes, child support, anything, that proceeds come out of that. And then we've had it to where, you know, by the time it was all said and done, they would owe money versus them getting any money from the situation, because it was an accumulative amount where everyone kind of owed something, and it outweighed the value of the property. So it was one type of thing, they just had to sit on it, you know, unfortunately.
Well, those are the things that I thought about trying for her, because getting a trust, you spend money to do that. You know, you can get the legal paperwork and, you know, so sorry, I'm a country, but at some point, if it's going to stress me, then let it stress her. I just can't do it. I just cannot do it. And if I go to the doctor, and unfortunately, I'm the only one that drives. My husband doesn't drive. I'll get to the doctor, and he'll get a wheelchair for me. So, you know, it's very difficult, sir. Very difficult when you're sick, you know, and disabled.
Mm-hmm.
it's just a chore. You have no energy. You're mostly in bed, and it's not by choice because I know exercise, walking is good for you and all of that. But I can't do it. I'm short of breath. I pass out.
Wow.
So, you know, I told you I have the open heart surgery where they changed my heart valve. There was blood.
Mm-hmm.
It clotted my heart. You have to take that out. You know, and it's on and off. So I just thought, no, I want to do the right thing by my family.
Yeah.
I would like to have a little financial freedom. But I'm scared to go ahead and where I'm going to live and all of that. All of that. So right now, I guess.
Okay. So, yeah, I want to make this as easy and simple of a process for you. I'm hearing everything that you're going through, and, you know, I definitely want to be on your side in this situation and making this a smooth and easy process without you really having to lift a finger at this point. Because, again, you're going through enough on your own, and we're here to bring a solution and making it, a smooth process. So with all of that, we do, like, again, if your home is really at what we think it's probably at as far as the condition,
mm-hmm.
And the size of your home, it's amazing. I mean, if you're okay with with us potentially listing the property for you, we can always do that as well. I can tell you a cash offer won't yield you what you're expecting.
Right.
It's going to be lesser because usually with a cash offer, it's from an investor perspective, meaning money has to go back into the property versus it being marketed for you.
Right, right.
And again, yielding you the best opportunity. I'm looking at a few properties in the area that are pretty close to what you're looking at as far as in the neighborhood. It's funny, I actually went to Hopkins Road Elementary School, Fallen Creek Middle School, and went to Meadowbrook High School, so I know this area extremely well.
Oh, great, great, because I'm exactly across from it.
Yeah, my parents live on right off of Iron Bridge Road, so,
okay.
And I live a little further out Chesterfield towards, like, Manchester High School area, so I've been in Chesterfield good 31 years now, so the majority of my life I've been in Chesterfield, so definitely understand the markets and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. I mean, if everything makes sense and
mm-hmm.
we can come to a number very close to what you're expecting and we can
mm-hmm.
close the time period that works for you,
mm-hmm.
would you and your husband be willing to move forward with this?
Yes, if it's close to a number that I can work with, yes, and the time frame of getting things together.
Okay, let me ask you this. It was last question. Would it be okay for me to send over an agreement to you guys in your email?
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure I have the correct email here. I've got margaretsavage562@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Perfect. Perfect.
Okay. And what is your husband's email address, if you know that?
No, I don't.
You don't know it?
Really.
Okay.
No, but it's sending it to me. It's fine.
Okay. I was going to also say, too, if you would be comfortable, like I said, I don't live too far from there. I have an open
mm-hmm.
I'm actually available. Let me see. What do I have going on? Give me one second. One second. Do you have any availability around, let's say, around 1 o'clock?
Today?
Yes.
Let me see what time it is. 1 o'clock.
It's 11:15 now.
Okay. All right, so I have an appointment at 3 with my doctor. How long would it take?
Oh, but a minute. I just want to go over the agreement with you guys, and if it's okay, if I could just take a few pictures of some of the work that the guy did to the property. It's not about like taking pictures of the things. I just want to just see the house itself, just walking
sure.
through, getting a couple
sure.
photos.
No problem.
Maybe, how about 1 o'clock? Does that work for you?
No,
what?
1 o'clock is great.
Let's be smarter. Let's do 1:30 just in case I might hit some traffic.
Okay, keep in mind I have to be at my doctor at 3.
At 3. How far is your doctor from you?
It's VCU.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be brief then. I mean, let's just shoot for 1 o'clock then.
Okay.
I've got your number. I'll let you know when I'm on the way, and I'll bring the agreement with me. Is your husband there as well?
Yeah, my husband is here.
Okay, great. So we can actually go over the agreement together, and we'll shoot for 1 o'clock.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. If you have any questions for me in the meantime, Margaret, you can give me a call back.
No problem.
All right.
1 o'clock is great. Yeah, at least, you know, you can put your eyes on, you know, things that, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you, Margaret. I'll see you then.
Okay, I'll see you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.